David Skelton asks, are the Dolphins overachieving? Do you think that they can make the playoffs with this defense? You, I'm going to throw that to you.
Do I think they can make the playoffs with this defense?
Correct. That was the question.
I think they probably can because I think that they are good enough to beat the teams that they have left. The biggest issue is going to be, what do the Broncos do? What do the Ravens do? Is 10 wins going to be enough? Because it just might not be. Okay. If 10 wins...
So you think they get to 10?
I think they can get to 10.
Okay. They are indeed overachieving. I don't see them getting to 10. Hopefully 9 is good enough. But 9 is good enough to achieve. I hope they're good enough to achieve 9. Richard Kaufman asks, how confident are you in the cornerback going into next season? I'm not very confident in the cornerbacks going into next season. I think I would love to I'd love to see Xavien Howard for the rest of the season. I think he's probably going to be playing this week. Getting him in and see continued development. But I think the Dolphins need another cornerback, primarily a guy who can rotate in and play that nickel spot.
Jay is challenging you. You selling the same old story, next year Ryan Tannehill can be good rhetoric. That goes against everything you are, O.
I told you, I think Ryan Tannehill's good now. I really do. I think he's good now. Do I think he's going to lead this team to a championship? No. Do I think he's going to lead this team to the playoffs? No, not really. I would like to see continued growth. He's got everything he needs to be good. Mm-hmm. Just needs to pull it out of him. Somebody needs to pull it out of him.
Luis wants to know what's in your mug.
Luis. Water, Luis.
It is water.
Yes.
Mine too.
I'm not scared to drink something else, though.
He says it's not Kool-Aid. No, it's not Kool-Aid.
Anyway, Luis.
Jose.
Okay.
Can good coaching solve last week's problems?
Yes, absolutely. Personnel? You need personnel. You need some personnel help, though. You need some personnel help. I just don't think... Hey, why not play Mike Hull?
Yeah.
Why not? I'm can't get worse. That's the same situation. Weren't we talking like that with Cameron Wake and Andre Branch and,
sure.
and those defensive ends? Why
can't
not?
Can't get worse. Huh.
This is a question that's interesting. The Real Breezy 77 asks, Mike Glennon and Geno Smith are free agents next year. Will the Dolphins sign either of them to give Tannehill competition? Hell no. That's ridiculous.
The question is either one of them better than Matt Moore?
No.
No.
No. Not even close.
No. The only reason you bring in a quarterback.
I'd sign both of them for a $2 million deal. Non-guaranteed, have them compete with Matt Moore. They're not competing with Ryan Tannehill. Neither of them. Okay?
Richard, how confident are you in the cornerbacks going into next season?
I answered that already.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I was not paying attention.
You are not paying attention.
I was looking at stuff. You're
trying to find questions.
What did you say?
I said you're going to have to invest. I want to see Xavien Howard play. You're going to have to invest
right.
in cornerbacks.
I remember now. Are you in the chat open?
Yes, I do.
Let's get the chat open.
Okay.
Okay.
No!
Oh, jeez.
I messed it up. I do have the chat open.
Okay.
Bam, here you go.
All right, chat
which
questions.
Which current linebacker will make the team next year?
Yes, which current linebacker? That's from Slick, 6971. Which current linebackers will make the team next year?
Kiko Alonso is definitely going to be here.
Yep.
Jelani Jenkins, I don't know. Depends on what free agency provides him. I don't see him getting a major deal. I don't see him making more than $3 million a year. And I wouldn't break the bank for Jelani Jenkins. Neville Hill will be back because he's cheap and young. Zach Vigil will be back. Mike Hall will be back. Now the question is who starts. I have no idea.
But hopefully someone who's not on the roster.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Monty. Do you think that what Ajayi's done is prove that he's a premier back this year?
I do. Primarily because he leads the NFL in yards after contact. That is a very good stat. That's a very good stat that indicates this guy is good. Now, the question about Ajayi's durability, his hands are not very good. Mm-hmm. I wish he was more of a threat, running routes, catching pass, being more deceptive on his routes. But I think he's got what it takes to be a 1,200-yard runner this year and next year. Question is, how durable is he? Can he handle a 220-carry workload every season?
Does that make him a top 15 back in the
I think
NFL?
I think he's a top 7 back right now.
Wow.
Right now.
Ezekiel Elliott, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll throw you LeSean McCoy.
Okay, LeSean McCoy.
Devontae Freeman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Devontae Freeman's pretty
he's
good.
He's all right.
He's pretty good. But outside of that, I take.
There's some bad running back. I mean, Thomas Rawls is really good if he can stay on the. Thomas Rawls, the guy from Seattle, if he can stay on the. He was incredibly there night. He can't stay healthy. Anyway, all right, let's move on. We could just be here. We could just be here forever. Jimmy T, does Vance Joseph have a problem with in-game adjustments, or is everything just poor linebacker play?
In-game all the time. They did so many different things. They tried so many different things. They dropped defensive ends back into the hole. Man, he tried everything. There was nothing going to stop that flood.
Okay. Blake, doesn't seem like Rashad Jones wants to stay in Miami. Is the tag in question when his contract ends?
Where'd you get doesn't seem like he's going to stay in Miami? Rashad likes money. Rashad needs money. Show Rashad the money. Rashad don't have a problem.
That's not necessarily unique among professional athletes.
No. Rashad's fine. Rashad's going to be here. He's coming off an injury. He's making decent money. They're going to make him play on it. They'll probably tag him the year after that. Rashad's good.
Mm-hmm. True or false? Mm-hmm. From Lynn. Arizona's secondary will cause problems for Miami.
I think false. I don't think their secondary is that great. I mean, I love Patrick Peterson, but
the rest of them aren't that good.
Yeah. Especially without the Honey Badger. I don't know if he calls himself the Honey Badger.
He doesn't like it. It's just why we should continue to call him it.
Okay.
Slick asked us another one, which is good. I think, and you've talked about it on Twitter this week. Is Deion Sims worthy of being the starting tight end next year?
Definitely signing him. Not breaking the bank to sign him. I don't know what I would offer him. I'd have to look at study what tight ends are making, but he's definitely somebody I want back on the roster. Will I try to draft a young tight end? Yeah. Absolutely, why not?
Yeah.
But Jordan Cameron.
No, yeah.
It's over.
Gone. Right. Yeah. He's not getting Charles Clay money either.
No,
so
no. Deion Sims, I would be shocked if he gets a $4 million contract. $4 million a year. But that's the thing. Sometimes you got to let these guys, which is what you saw last offseason, guys graduated out because they weren't worth the money that they were going to be paid.
Right.
Lamar Miller, Olivier Vernon, Rashard Matthews, even though I disagree, Rashard Matthews was worth the money. Rashard Matthews is having like a Pro Bowl season at $5 million a year. So.
All right, we're just about done. Sun God wants to know, is it all over now? With the election, this is all I had. Now the world will end and the Dolphins will still suck.
You make that up. You made that up.
No, I'm not right. That's what Sun God says. Is it all over now? With the election, this is all I had. Now the world will end and the Dolphins still suck.
One loss? That's it. One loss? You're quitting after one loss?
We can stop talking about the division now.